Good evening, folks. Welcome to Free Range Radio. It's Thursday. That means it's steel-belted Free Range Radio, don't you know? My name's Jeff, your host for this show. This is a pre-recorded episode, and it's one of those episodes that you might hear again sometime, so I'm not going to tell you much about when I'm recording this or what's happening in the world. You know, good stuff is happening, bad stuff is happening. There's weather outside. And today's Thursday. That's really all you need to know. Today we're going to play a little game. We call this the name game. We're going to play a bunch of songs that are named after people. Some of them real people, some of them made up people. You'll get the hang of it. But first, we're doing double duty here. This is very exciting. This first half hour, oh boy. Not only do these songs mention people, but the bands are named after people, most of which do not exist. It's going to be very exciting. Check this out. We're going to kick it off with our old house band here from right here in Winnipeg. Whenever I used to go see this band, I used to wear a name tag that said, "Hi, my name is," because I'm a big nerd. And because whenever you went to their shows, everybody was named Nathan. Here's John Paul's Deliveries on Steel-Belted Radio.
$5 from my mother's handbag, $4.13 from Margaret's. Kathy stole some cigarettes, now empty out your pockets. $3 more buys a Mickey, plus John Paul's commission. Everybody calls him Pope, he pretends he's laughing with them. Meet you at the pits as soon as I hear snore.
Bye. This is NPR Buckle, and I am doing a promo for Steel Belted Free Range Radio at 101.5 UMFM. Mike Bloom, I'm a fan of you.
Outside the stars are telling stories to each other far above your bedroom window. like a net in the water, swaying off the coast of South Carolina, like a pickled princess dancing, like the lost queen of Ireland, like a story told again, like a new best friend. With silly drunken chatter, it was all I could do to look at her. And when the wedding was over, I had to get out of there. And the night air was cold, like whiskey in your throat. And I thought I saw her everywhere as I bicycled home. No mingling of limbs, 'cause she moved to England. No mingling of limbs, 'cause she moved to England.
It happened one day. I was walking down the street, and all the storefronts had Mexican names. The whole neighborhood had changed. A lot of people were selling their houses, people that lived there since I was a kid. They were buying places farther out and playing estates. My mom, she was too broke. Anyway, she liked our house. It was her parents' house. She was born in. There was a kid I went to school with who lived four houses down. He lived with his father and his father's girlfriend. I'd known him my whole life. He hated Mexicans. It was something I didn't know was there, and then suddenly it was there. He hated that they took over the diner on Wells Street, hated that the grocery store was now a Mexican grocery store, and hated the laundromat because it was full of Mexican women and kids. Sometimes I'd see him drinking beer in the vacant lot down the street. There was this old vinyl couch, and we'd sit there and stare up at the power lines that ran overhead. He started going on and on how they were moving in, buying and renting all the houses around us, how they were ruining the property value, how they were ruining everything. He'd get real upset about it and start saying crazy things. So I quit going down to the lot, and I quit calling him. Then I heard from a friend of mine that his girlfriend left him. They'd gone out for over a year. She was some sort of hippie. She didn't hate anyone. And a few months later, he started hanging out with this group of guys who lived behind a bar in an old house. They all had shaved heads, and they gave themselves tattoos, and they'd have parties and barbecues. And then he moved in with them. Well, I knew his dad. He was an electrician, and he was sick about it. He was ashamed. He'd get real upset and say he didn't know what to do. And then a while later, I heard that the kid had a falling out with the guys in the house. One of the guys got stabbed. I'm not sure if he did it, but he left right after that. And then he tried to move back in with his dad, but his dad said he'd never let him in the house again because the tattoos he had, things he'd said, and it got worse. A kid ended up living in the back of his truck. He did that until winter, and I heard from his ex-girlfriend that he'd lost his job, and she wasn't sure where he'd gone, but that she hadn't seen him in almost 6 months. And she was glad she had.
Hey, this is Brenly from Madison Violet, and you're listening to Steel Belted Radio on 101.5 UMFM.
Don't go telling lies to me, Lorelei. Ain't no good to keep crying those tears to me. You'll find another lover and hide him from your mother. Sneak out the back and keep it under covers. Oh, don't go telling lies to me, Lorelei. Nothing to lose, nothing been found. But you always find yourself a strong man, wrong man. Playing this fool till another comes round. Another comes round. Another comes and hide it from your mother. Sneak out the back, keep it under covers. Oh, don't go telling lies to me, Lorelei.
How you doing? This is Case from Elliott Brood, and you're listening to the longest radio show name I've heard so far, Steel Belted Free Range Radio on 101.5 UMFM in Winnipeg.
Run upstairs from violence, beyond the bags of violence.
That right there is Dallas, Travis, Mike, and Sean. That would have been too crazy of a name, so they just called themselves the Sadies. Nobody named Sadie in that band. Great song called Violet and Jeffrey Lee from the album Darker Circles. That's what I love about these theme shows. I scroll through and look for songs that have people's names, and I end up digging up diamonds like that. That's such a great song. We've never played it on the show. So good. Before that, Elliot Brood, there's a whole backstory about who Elliot Brood is and, you know, sort of how he came to be and everything, but he doesn't exist. He's just a character. We heard Wolfgang off of their album Ambassador. We heard Madison Violet in there from the album No Fool for Trying. That was Laura Lee. And I think Madison Violet, the name comes from, Brenly and what's her name? Lisa. I think their mother's names are Madison and Violet, or maybe their grandmother's names, something like that. I don't know. Before that, we had a band called Richmond Fontaine, yet another character who does not exist. From an album called 13 Cities, we heard a great one called The Disappearance of Ray Norton. NQ Arbuckle in there before that. From the album Hanging, The Battlescarred Pinata, we heard Song for Kathleen O'Hara. NQ, of course, Neville Quinlan, Arbuckle, I believe is his mother's maiden name or something like that. I might have just made that up, I don't know. And we also heard a band called The Gertrudes in there. Nobody named Gertrude in that band. There is Amanda Balsas, who you may know from The Wilderness of Manitoba, singing that song so beautifully, Carolina, from The Gertrudes album, Till the Morning Shows Her Face to Me. And our pals Nathan in there from their last record, Sniff Sniff. I miss those guys. Key Principles was the name of that record. We heard, just love that. They used to start out all their shows with that song, and I just loved it. I love a song where you can see a line from the song and feel it. I'm too shy to kiss your neck, so I kick dirt at Curtis. Oh, just love that. Love that. So good. We are playing the name game. We are pre-recorded tonight, and we'll have plenty more names and plenty more fun to come. Please stick around after this break.